soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Painting the scenes of our lives. Without question, what we're thinking about is painting the scenes of our lives. Welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This show, this is the place to free yourself from all those sentiments of blaming and resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you are in control of nothing. You, my friend, are powerless, of course. Well, here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even those voices in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. And I'm here to prove that theory, because I absolutely believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. And that, my friends, is the truth of your life. So once again, welcome to the show this evening. I am Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. Tonight we will talk about varied things. We're going to kind of jump all over the board unless you have something you want to talk about. Mostly you always hear about what I'm thinking about. Let's hear about what you're thinking about. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Of course, the usual rules apply. We will talk about anything you want to talk about, provided it's something I know something about. We will not blame anyone for any of the circumstances of your life or the world, simply because we know that everything emanates from within our individual selves. And lastly, and most importantly maybe, we will not argue about anything. We can disagree. Our disagreement is a good thing. Disagreement is healthy, and it will help move the show forward, but we're not going to argue. So, those are the rules. 1-800-313-9443. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
All right, welcome back. We're back with what we're thinking about. Let's do a little housekeeping first. Let's talk about our upcoming guests, which I am excited about. On Friday of this week, we have our good friend from down under, Brett Lane, is going to be on, and we're going to talk about visualization. Visualization is a huge part of that piece of wanting to manifest whatever it is you want in your life. The visualization piece is a huge component of that, and it's going to be interesting to talk to Brett and hear his take on that and what he has to say. On Wednesday of next week, this guest I am really extraordinarily excited about. This is, we're going to have on Pamela Brockman. This is a woman who is creating an orphanage in Boulder, Colorado, has recently been appointed as a UN peace ambassador and returned not too long ago from a get-together in South Korea around peace on the planet. She will have some interesting insight and some interesting conversation for us around peace. Let's understand without any question that it's time that we got to peace in this world, not stopping a war, but let's stop war, period. As Curtis Mayfield said many, many years ago in his beautiful songs on, what was the name of that album? I don't remember the name of the album now. That's hysterical. But war is not the answer. And it's, we definitely need to find ways to move into being a peaceful society, especially in this country. We need to stop being the country that our first reaction is to kill back. We need to have a Department of Peace instead of a Department of Defense, which is really, for all intents and purposes, just a Department of War. We truly need a Department of Peace so that we can foster peace on the planet and less argument and less war. Boys will play, and it seems like war is the answer for those boys that will play, and we need to just kind of curtail that. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Pamela has to say about this meeting she attended in South Korea. And on Friday, finally, I believe Friday, after two postponements, actually one night of electrical storms at the network and then one postponement this upcoming week on the 10th, next Friday, we will have Diane Sieg, author and speaker, whose book is Stop Living Life Like It's an Emergency, and I think we'll have a very interesting conversation with her. She is all about living a more balanced life, trying to be in harmony with the planet, with your relationships in every aspect. Had a very interesting thing tonight. I watched the news, and I admit to watching the news more than I should, more than is probably healthy for any human mind. But it was interesting tonight that there was a tremendous medical breakthrough that they talked about, and it only involved one person thus far, but it is incredibly exciting, and it really does tie in to the things that we have talked about many times around changing your thinking and creating those new neural connections. And I think, I'm not an expert on the actual, on brain surgery by any stretch of the imagination, but he was a guy, a relatively young guy, who was in a coma for 6 years. And they went, and he basically, my understanding was, and I only caught part of this this news report, so I don't want to mislead you on this. I believe that all he could move was one eyelid. And they were never sure if they were getting conscious response from him or not. So the eyelid movement was really inconsequential in that regard. They went into this guy's brain, and they put a pacemaker-like thing in the thalamus of his brain. My understanding is the thalamus is the center of arousal, meaning being awake, and of consciousness. And from that point, in a nutshell, this guy now, going from a state where he could move one eyelid, this guy now can speak. In the words of his mother, he can watch a movie on TV without falling asleep. He actually recognizes his mom and dad. He drinks from a cup, and he can eat on his own. All things that he previously could not do. And I have to believe, and the science will come out and prove me right or wrong on this, but I have to believe that this is about the connection, those neural connections, that putting in those brain or that electrical wave from that pacemaker-like thing created new neural connections. And by creating those new neural connections, bypassed the damaged part of his brain. Now, this guy is still severely disabled, but obviously his quality of life has improved dramatically if all of a sudden now he can communicate, and he seems to have, from what I understood, he has total ability to speak. He's not forgotten how to talk. He knows the language. He knows what he's saying, and I just think that's extraordinary. I think it's really exciting. I heard this number tonight on the news, and it's kind of mind-numbing to me. There are 100,000 people in this country in a coma. Now, that's a lot of folks, and if this surgery is actually something that can work for a lot of these people, this would be an extraordinary breakthrough in medicine and one of those rare occurrences, to my way of thinking, where medicine is doing something really, really positive as opposed to doing something that so often seems to be self-serving. That's part and parcel of the things we've been talking about with the brain science of Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton. A lot of this science that is being recognized as brand new science is really 40 years old. I believe it was Bruce Lipton just won an award last year for best new science around something or other, and it was really science that he wrote about in 1967. So virtually 40-year-old science, he's being applauded for it being brand new. That's a little spooky to me. And the thought process is that more or less the American Medical Association or the Western medicine just chose to ignore this science that was out there. But it's coming to light now, and the exciting thing for me is that we are learning more and more every day about the fact that what we think, what we put into our heads, what we put through our heads, physically changes us. That, to me, is some of the most exciting stuff I've ever heard. It validates all of my philosophy. It validates everything I believe in, that if you change your thinking, not only do you change your life, but you physically change who you are. I think that is really, really, really exciting. And part of why I'm here, part of the reason to do this show, is to change lives. And what I'm really trying to do is to present to you possibilities. I live in an infinite ocean of possibilities, and I'm trying to present to you what might be possible out there. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to think. I'm not telling anybody to agree with me. I'm not telling anybody what to think. What I am telling you is there is a possibility that you can change your thinking, and by virtue of that, change your life. What you've been thinking up till now has got you where you are. And if your life is that proverbial bowl of cherries, if everything is fabulous, you couldn't ask for more, all your relationships are perfect, your business life is perfect, every relationship with your children is perfect, every relationship you have on the planet with your boss, your coworkers, your friends, your neighbors, everything is in perfect harmony, well, I don't think I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the rest of us, the rest of us who live in the real world where everything is not perfect, where we can recognize that what I think about on a daily basis is filtered through that maze of all the thoughts I've had through my entire life. And let's recall, at least 80% of all the thoughts you have today, you had yesterday, and the day before, and the day before. It's all just repetition of the same stuff over and over again. My question to you is, how productive can those old, stale thoughts be? What can they be doing for us? And I think, for a good many of us, what they are really doing is holding us back from the good that we can experience in this life. We do not, those thoughts do not hold us back. We hold those thoughts in order that they might hold us back. And it's important to recognize that that's a choice, that that's something we can decide to do or not to do. So my purpose, my whole idea for doing the show, my reason for being, is to give us all an opportunity to change how we think, to change what control we exercise over our thought processes. And make no mistake about it, that while I'm talking to you on this show, my thought processes are changing. And as I learn more to do this show, as I bring up new points, as I have discussions with guests, as I have discussions with you guys out there, I am changing my consciousness. And I got news for you, it's only going in one direction. My consciousness is raising. And whether you like it or not, your consciousness is coming with me, because consciousness is the ultimate example of a rising tide lifts all boats. You have no choice. Your consciousness must come along with me. It's the only way consciousness gets raised, one consciousness at a time, and we do it as individuals. We do it individually for ourselves, and others come along with us. In some instances, people see who you are and what you've got, and they say, hey, cut me off a slice of that. I'd like to participate in what this guy's got. Let me see if it works for me as well. And then you will bring people along into maybe a pathway of thought process that you're working on, or into a particular philosophy that you're working on or working with. We'll continue that thought in 3 minutes. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds till it makes it.
I love that sentiment in Barry's song right there. About the 24/7 red alert and the news folks won't go away, because that's part and parcel of what, how difficult it is to change our thinking and to move into a new paradigm of being in charge of what's going on in our own head, because we are constantly bombarded by the negativity of the media, by the most prurient and sensationalistic stories that they can possibly find, by all of, quotes, the bad stories, by the manifestation of what anyone would call evil by any stretch, I guess, and in so many ways it poisons our thinking, it poisons the atmosphere around us. And it's really interesting that I've said this before, and it's very important for me as a as a person to live in this place where if you're thinking that you live in a hostile world, you're really going to spend your time looking for evidence of that. And as you look for evidence of living in a hostile world, living in a negative world, you're going to find it. There's no way you're going to be able to miss it, because every place you look, you're going to see it. And you will convince yourself that you live in a negative, hostile world. And let's be clear about this. We have all, to some extent, done that to ourselves, and to another extent, we have allowed it to be done to us. One of the reasons that we have the effects of what I refer to as race thought, which is the entire consciousness of the human race, race thought is really the result, where it is affecting us negatively, it is the result of those of us who could do something about it doing nothing. Those are the people who wind up getting caught up in what I refer to as the wake of other people's consciousness. You think that why life is befalling you and that it is washing over you, and that's just not the truth. It is the result of your having chosen not to choose to make things different, and that, of course, in itself, obviously, is a choice. So you will convince yourself that you are living in an ugly world. But if you change that thinking and say to yourself that you live in a friendly, supportive, even a God-realized, a God-self-actualized world, you'll find that for every act that we hear about in the news, for every so-called evil that we hear about or see, you will discover that at any given moment, there are literally, and I do mean this literally, millions of acts of kindness and love and goodness in the world. And that if you put your attention on those, and begin to expect that kind of thing in your life and look for it, as we are so tuned in now to looking for the negative, if instead you start to look for the positive, look for the good, look for people who are living this life in an uplifted fashion, if you do that, you will find yourself living in that world. You will start to see and experience a whole new existence. You're still in the exact same world. Things are just the way they were, and they are just being the way they are. But what you're going to notice is that your world is changing into a supportive, loving, and peaceful place. That's a whole different paradigm, and that is the purpose of this show. That is what I am trying to accomplish with what I talk about and what I am expressing to you folks out there about changing your thinking and change your life. It is a choice. And we can become more mindful of our choices and put into our head different thoughts that really don't have to come from any other place than within ourselves. And as we do that, we will find ourselves making this entire new neural net in our head and experiencing life in an entirely different way, because we will be looking at life from a different perspective, and we'd be looking for different things. As I have said before, if you look at all the things that you think you're in control of in this world, the truth is you're not in control of any of them. The only thing you are really, truly in control of is your thoughts. And it is through your thoughts that you can make a difference. In the opening of this show, when I make mention of the fact that you are powerless and you are in control of nothing, I say that almost as an allegory, because so much of what we hear is just this negativity over and over again, that everybody else is in control, and it's the administration, it's the terrorists, it's the economy, it's Wall Street, it's the media, it's the military-industrialist complex, it's whatever conspiracy theorist you want to conjure up in your flipping head. That's who's in charge. The truth is, they're only in charge if we let them be in charge. They're only in charge if we acquiesce and if we do nothing. And that is when you wind up with that feeling of powerlessness. You are in control if you decide to be. We'll have more on this in 3 minutes. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. I hope you're enjoying the show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go?
Well, this is what we're thinking about, and I'm Ken Ludwig. Welcome back. You're hearing what I'm thinking about. I'd love to hear what you're thinking about. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Let's hear a little bit about what your thoughts are around this stuff. So the object of all of this is to make you understand that when you start to practice a different way of thinking, when you start to look at the world differently, the world isn't any different than it was just because your thoughts have changed. But we don't see things as they truly are. We see things as we are. So if you simply change the thought processes and how you view things, then the same old world that's going on around you takes on a whole new look, and you start to process the world in a whole different way. And the world around you becomes one where you are living in just a simply more enlightened and a more peaceful way. And actually, what you are is closer to the way that God does things. You are living in a more creative state as opposed to a more forceful, angry, or hating state. It really is an interesting idea that has this is stuff that is relatively new for me. As I'm saying it to you, I'm sure it's new for you. The truth is that this has changed my life recently. It has changed my coaching practice. It has changed how I operate with my coaching clients, because what we are really working on now is how do I make these changes. It's really, really easy to listen to see a particular movie, or maybe listen to my show. Maybe something I say really sparks you and you're like, wow, tomorrow life's going to be different. And you start off on the right foot. You start off with all the best of intentions. But life happens. And we are none of us naturally equipped. I shouldn't say that. Naturally, we are equipped. But it has all been unlearned of us as we have gotten older from childhood to now. And however many years you've been on this planet, you've got an entire lifetime of all of this other stuff we're talking about that is preventing you from knowing where to start and knowing how to continue. It's one thing to change your thinking. It's another thing to perpetuate the change. And that is where I come in. That's where any coach comes in, any good coach. Although I'm telling you right now, my coaching has taken an enormous change here of late, and it is about putting you in that position. I don't care what your situation is. I talk too much maybe sometimes about people who are down and out. If you're anyone who's living a normal, everyday life, you are successful, your relationships are good, you love your spouse, you love your kids, things are good around you, but there are just some parts of your life that you know could be improved, and you would love to improve them. Give me an opportunity to show you how to change your thinking. And if I can get you to just follow my lead, pay attention. If you are coachable and trainable and you believe that you are motivated to have a better life than you have now, send me an email. I've got a new email address for you. It's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. Success takes many forms. Success has many definitions. And whatever your definition of it is, or whatever area of your life you would like to experience more success, I have just a brand new way of doing things. And we have some exercises and some ways that we can work, some processes we can do that will move you not only into change, but help you perpetuate the change. As you heard me say before, if you paid attention to me at all, you've heard me say, practice does not make perfect. What practice does is make permanent. And we start with discipline. Discipline is the thing that gets us to actually make the choice to be different and to start the process. But once we start the process, we must practice it. It is the practice that makes it permanent. And that goes back to this whole scientific thing we're talking about in our brain. It's what we started to work with when we were doing the Create Your Day exercise. I've kind of dropped the ball on that here over the last couple of shows, and I apologize for that, but we're going to pick back up on it again tonight. For those of you who are paying any attention, and remember, we started out by working with the words love, friendship, joy, and then play. The word that we have tonight is peace. Peace is, I simply want you to think about it tonight before you go to bed, and I want you to think that you are going to wake up in the morning thinking about peace. You're going to wake up in the morning breathing in peace and breathing out peace. You are going to bring to your mind pictures of the peaceful tranquility of your day. I want you to imagine how peace is going to show up in your car while you're driving to work, at your office meetings, at your workplace, with your family, your friends. I want you to contemplate peace in every aspect of your life. If you're someone who meditates, contemplate peace in your meditation. And I want you to be conscious, because peace is an enormous, I don't want to say peace, but it's an enormous part of our makeup. If you want more peace in your life, you must be a peaceful person. If there is violence in your heart, hate in your heart, anger in your heart, you must eliminate that. And by being a person of peace is the way you do that. And I want you to feel that. I want you to feel it in your body. How does it feel to be peaceful? What is it? How does it show up in your life as you're thinking about it? When you get up in the morning and you have that thought, you go out into the world, and then let's remember the practice. The practice is at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You stop and think about peace. And how is it showing up? Get a little focus on it, that you want to remain peaceful for the next four-hour interval until you stop again. I think you will find that this can make a difference in the tranquility of your day, the peacefulness, if you will, of your life, And what I'm really getting at here is we are trying to start a process of mindfulness where you are thinking a specific positive emotional thought piece in this case that you are consciously injecting into your day. It's taken the place of some of that 80% of thoughts that you had yesterday and the day before that. You are replacing it with new thoughts, new neural connections, building a new neural net. And it is by virtue of this mindfulness, by virtue of thinking consciously, choosing what I am putting into my head, what I am going to think about, that will put you in a position where you will feel, you will literally feel the changes in your physical body. And as you feel the physical changes, you will start to come to grips with the idea that you can change virtually every aspect of your life. Now, are there things that are beyond our control? Yes. And I don't want to downplay them. I don't want to ignore them. I don't want to make believe like you can just kind of control the entirety of your environment with your mind. But the truth is, there is an enormous amount of what's going on in your life that you are not controlling that is easily controlled by you. And some of those things would include your health. They would include your prosperity. They would include your outlook on the world. They would include your habits. They would include your emotions. They would include your feelings. They would include all of your relationships. They can all be changed by virtue of what you're thinking about. So that's a piece for this evening on that. And I make the offer before, I make the offer again tonight. I will still give anybody out there who is interested in finding out more about this, anybody out there who would like to make this a part of their lives. And again, you don't have to be down on your luck. You don't have to be dying for help. What you need is a true desire to want to uplift yourself and make your life better tomorrow than it is today. Send me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. It's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net, and I will give you that free complimentary coaching session to get you going. I think we have a caller here with us. I think we've got Don from Ohio. Let's see what Don has to say. Don, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Ken. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm great. And yourself?
I am magnificent. It's good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I've heard your messages from time to time. I'm actually a regular guest on Michael Herzog's show, and I wanted to call in not so much for help for myself, but to affirm what you're saying, the validity. And I would, you know, I'm a researcher myself, and I've been bringing out a lot of research based on facts that are emerging that have been hidden from us for most of our history, you know, as far as the United States of America is concerned as a country. And for us to resolve the issues that we face, you are very correct in stating that we have to be able to handle this on an individual basis. And I wanted to call and confirm that for your listeners.
I appreciate that very much. There's nothing like a little validation from somebody who's listening. I certainly appreciate that. I think I don't want to get into any kind of conspiracy type thought because it's just not where I go. But I'm pretty clear that a lot of this science that I'm talking about, particularly where the brain is concerned and the cellular changes in your body by changing your thoughts, this is not new stuff. This is 40-year-old science. I'm kind of validating what you're saying, Don. This is stuff that the American medical profession has just chosen to ignore, and they kind of ignored it at our expense because the mind-body connection is a very, very real thing, and the science daily speaks to the importance of it and how we are in control of it because truly the only thing we do control is our thoughts.
Well, sure. Actually, it's been around for thousands of years. It's just been part of the paradigm or the matrix here on the planet. You know,
I tend to agree with that, but I'm pretty clear that as a species, we are always looking for science and scientists to put the period at the end of the sentence. And so that when there's actual science that comes out to back up what we're saying here. And I agree with you. This is this has been around since the beginning, because in my worldview, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, but in my worldview, there is only one mind. There is only one entity, and we access that as we will or as we are capable of doing. So the knowledge has always existed. Whether or not we access it is a different thing altogether.
And then we have
the science now putting, my words, the period at the end of the sentence, to say to us, okay, yes, what you've been thinking, what you've been believing, the philosophy you're following, yes, there is science to back that up. This was not your flippant imagination. It actually works.
Yes. I confirm that. I agree with that. I would say that we're born, you know, with this knowledge, but the system causes us to forget it. It's designed to make us create, to forget our creative capacity.
I think the way I always phrase it, Don, is that we are unlearned of it.
Mm-hmm.
We come into this existence, we come to this plane fully cognizant that we are a spiritual being about to embark on a human excursion, and then everything around us puts that knowledge far out of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the entire experience of the human experience, I think part of that is remembering who we truly are, is to remember that we are a spiritual being having a human experience, and that we are just simply the experience of God as humanity, God experiencing itself as its creation.
Yes, and then to, after remembering who we are, choosing who we will be, and in terms of our actions, our vocations, and our mission here.
I love that thought. I think the way I like to phrase that is, I don't really care who you've become. Tell me who you're becoming.
Well, you know, the word, that's a key word. Becoming is a in the present kind of phrase, isn't it, or word?
I mean, it's
a process that speaks of the eternal now, and it ignores the past and the potential of the future, in that you are constantly cognizant of what's going on because you're in an ever-present state.
Absolutely. I have a great quote that I just read today that you bring to mind. It's from Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the book The Power of Now.
Oh, yes.
And the quote is, you cannot find yourself by going into the past. You find yourself by coming into the present.
Yes. And staying there.
and staying there. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You've got to stay there, and that's the hard part. That's the part that I think so many of us are either not equipped to do, or when we were equipped to do it, we didn't take advantage, and now we no longer remember or don't know, or we don't know where to start, whatever it is. And that, Don, is truly and honestly what my coaching is about. That's what I try to present to people, is not just the ability to change, but the ability to make the change permanent. That's what's important to me.
Yes. 'Cause,
I mean, anybody, you know, everybody, the great example of that for me is New Year's resolutions. We all make these New Year's resolutions, and on January 1st, we're like a whole new person. January 2nd, we're kind of part of that new person. January 3rd, we're like back to the same old guy. It's because the Novocaine wears off, and we don't know how to continue to keep ourselves in that state. And that is the information I provide to people as a coach. It's what I'm trying to provide to people on this show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I
want to get political, but we're always reminded of these things around election time, too, aren't we?
Well, you know what? I love the line in Barry's song there. I don't know if you listen to that when we come back from break, but Barry's line is, in every new election, we reach another low. And I don't want to get political on this show either, because it doesn't fit with my message, is because it's hard to find anything positive to talk about, really. But the truth is, I mean, it's in every new election, we reach another low. And I think the truth of that is that you get the government you deserve, and it is our own damn fault. You know, I remember a few years back, I'll bet you remember this, where there was this campaign that they called Throw the Hypocritical Bastards Out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like all gung-ho, yeah, let's throw the hypocritical bastards out. Well, but except for my guy, he's okay. Well, you know what? If your guy's okay, then I guess nobody else is going to be throwing out their guy either. So we wound up with the same batch of hypocritical bastards still there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't mean that in a judgmental sense. I almost mean that in a comical sense. If they're not doing the job, and boy, I'll tell you what, anybody who's paying any attention right now to the way our government is functioning, if you don't see that they ain't doing the job, you ain't paying attention. And there's not a one of them deserves to hold the office he's in.
Well, there's not and one I, thing they're doing that even deserves to be called government, because they're not governing.
You know what? And they are, and they're not supposed to be really governing. They're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Nobody elected any of these people. And I'm tightrope walking along the line of judgment. Let me tell you, because
yes, I understand.
There's things I want to say that I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, read our founding fathers' words. These people are our flippant servants. That is what we elect them to do, to serve the people. They're not our leaders. I wouldn't let the president of this country lead me to the John. and that's the truth, okay? But he is supposed to be our servant. I don't think we're being served very well.
Yeah.
Don, we're going to take a break here. Partner, I thank you for your call, and I hope you call me again because I love talking to you. You have a great night.
Give out your email address, if you would, again, Ken.
I will do it. I'll do it right after the break.
And I'll contact you.
Thank you. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
in our final segment here, I promised Don from Ohio that I would give out my email address again for him and for anybody else who's interested. The one I'm using, a brand new email address, it's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. It's a pleasure to talk to Don because it's nice to know that there are people out there who are hearing what I'm talking about and have some knowledge about this as well, because I believe we are at a point in history where the next evolution of mankind is going to be in consciousness, and that consciousness is going to change a little bit at a time, as I said earlier in the show, one mind at a time, one consciousness at a time. We, as we each raise our consciousness, we bring the rest of consciousness with us. It has no choice. It must come with us. So, again, I'm someone who can help you move into that new consciousness, help you stay in that consciousness. That's one of the things we were talking about, that's the key piece. It's one thing to decide I'm going to be better. It's another thing to know how to do it, and then it's a third thing altogether to be able to continue it and to make it work long term. So send me that email, coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. I wanted to make mention real quick here tonight, I forgot earlier, about Republic Trading. If you are interested in ensuring that your retirement funds are going to go as far as they're supposed to go, and you would like to have some hard assets as a hedge against inflation and how your retirement accounts are affected by inflation, call 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Talk to the folks at Republic Trading about investing in some hard assets to ensure your future. So we got some great guests coming up. I'm going to run out of time here tonight, and I wanted to tell you a story that I guess I'm not going to have time to do this, unfortunately. It's an old story, and it's something that maybe many of you have heard before, but I had a new twist on it and how it's supposed to work. For those of you who are interested in continuing to try and change your mind, work on thinking that word, peace. Go to bed with it on your mind tonight. Wake up with it tomorrow morning with it on your lips and know that without any question, you can change your life and take control of your thoughts. And it is what you're thinking about that makes who you are and makes your circumstances and the events of your life. It's not what everybody else is thinking about. No matter what you've been thinking, no matter what you've been hearing, no matter what people are telling you, it is not everybody else that's in charge. It is you. And if you don't do something about it, if you don't do something different, then you're going to have that feeling that life is befalling you and washing over you and that you are just in the wake of everyone else's consciousness. And the reason is because you have chosen not to choose, not to decide. That is a conscious choice that you've made. Sometimes it's an unconscious choice, but by and large, if you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that it is a conscious choice and that you have determined your own reality for yourself by living in the wake of everyone else's reality, because you're not creating your own. Trust me when I tell you that this science is growing, and it will grow more and more. Start to pay attention. Start to look at newspaper articles and magazine articles. There's an unbelievably wonderful article of just a short one-pager by Jeffrey Sachs, world-class economist, on solving global poverty and solving extreme poverty. And there's a story about one little town, I think it's called Mbola in Tanzania, where they're making a difference by changing how things are thought about, changing the perception. It's not about throwing a lot of money at it. It's about changing the perception and changing the ideas and helping people to move into a new way of living. Pay attention to the good news out there. Like I said earlier, there's a million great stories for all those negative ones we hear. Pay attention. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. We'll talk to you again on Friday night. Have a magnificent evening. Because we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. With recent